I'm going to call the meeting to order. I'll read the mission statement today. The goal of the Trainer School Board of Education is that every child succeeds. Therefore, the Trainer School Board of Education promises to provide necessary policies, programs, procedures, and resources needed to provide a culture that respects the individual needs of every child. We promise to provide a safe, caring, creative, and engaging learning environment for every child. We promise to promote the social, emotional, physical, and intellectual development of every child. We promise to provide an ethical, respectful, competent, and compassionate staff that values students' rights and helps students become ethical, respectful, competent, and productive members of the community. Roll call.
Mr. Borthman.
Here.
Mr. Stockdale.
Here.
Mr. Dreyer.
Here.
Ms. Olson.
Here.
Mr. Christensen.
Here.
Okay. Any amendments to the agenda?
No amendments.
I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda as printed.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Motion carries. 2025-26 agreement with the Trainer Education Association.
You can see in your board packet the agreement. We've reached an agreement with the Trainer Education Association in which we agreed to the following terms. We had an increase to our baseline wages. Remember, we no longer have a complete salary schedule. So there was a $1,000 increase to all five of our lanes, BA, BA plus 12, BA plus 24, Masters and Masters plus 15, with an additional $1,491 to the Masters plus 15 graduate hours, having equal span between each of our, or similar spans between each of our lanes. In addition to that increase, there was a $10 per lane increase to Schedule B for our coaching and extra and co-curricular activity stipends and lane movement. There was also an increase to the high school student council position in that stipend, and a new additional stipend position for a digital content sponsor position. In addition, there was some language change to personal leave, reducing the number of total personal leave or teachers being absent to two teachers per school or building level, elementary, secondary, and then some additional language allowing additional days to be used at a dock of pay, the rate of a sub. The last addition or condition of the agreement was that every returning full-time teacher's total salary would increase a minimum of 4% from their total wages in comparison to 24-25. And that is what the Teacher Association and we agreed to.
Okay. I will entertain a motion to approve the agreement with the Trainer Education Association as presented.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Motion carries. 2025-26 Collective Bargaining Agreement with Trainer Education Association.
Also known as our contract, so the biggest language changes you'll see in there is what I just referred to for personal leave, and then the changes in our base lane beginning wages, and those changes in Schedule B for stipends, stipend positions, and contracts.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion to approve the Collective Bargaining Agreement with Trainer Education Association as presented.
So moved. Second.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Motion carries. 2025-26 Certified Staff Handbook.
Not part of our negotiations, but our labor management team does provide input on our certified handbook. There is some changes to our certified handbook. One of the first changes comes in Section 5 under insurance, in which the talks about the district paying up to $700 per month for single coverage for health and major medical program. The other changes deal with wages and salaries in Section 6 as described both for the agreement and the contract in terms of baseline wages and increases in the supplemental schedule for stipends. And the last change would be in with our TSS or teacher supplemental salary schedule, in which that is calculated into total wages for teachers also.
Any questions? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve the 25-26 certified staff handbook as presented.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Motion carries. Recommendation to hire a middle school English teacher for 25-26.
We have completed our interview process for our applicants for our open language arts position, primarily a middle school position, once we have staff realigned. The candidate we're recommending is Mrs. Jennifer Johnson. She has 25 years of teaching experience, primarily at the middle school, but also has some elementary experience, and most recently has been an instructional coach in the Lewis Central School District. And we're recommending her to be awarded a contract for the 25-26 school year.
I'll entertain a motion to approve the contract with Jennifer Johnson as presented.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Motion carries. Any other business?
I just remind any of the public listening to this recording and that checked our agenda, we have several meetings coming up during the remainder of April. Our regularly scheduled board meeting on April 14th at 6:30 p.m. in our flex room. Our second budget public hearing will be on Monday, April 21st at 5:30 p.m. here in the high school flex room. And then our special meeting to approve our certified budget for 25-26 will be held on Thursday, April 24th at 5:30 p.m. also here at the high school flex room.
All right. Being no other business, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. We are adjourned.